Million Dollar Start by Tom Philpott. In the wake of predatory lending and other scams, the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau is having some success recovering money from military families. The days of service members, veterans, and their family members staying silent through mistreatment, abuse, or errors involving mortgages, payday loans, or other financial products should be over. They ought to be filing complaints with the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau, CFPB, says Holly Petraeus, the Bureau's Assistant Director for Service Member Affairs. She points to two potential positive outcomes. First, since the CFPB's Office of Service Member Affairs began fielding complaints from the military community in July 2011, it's recovered more than $1 million that otherwise might have been lost to flawed financial products and services. Other non-monetary benefits have included corrected financial records, an end to harassment by lenders, cleanup of credit reports, and other administrative relief for military consumers. Second, every legitimate complaint filed with the CFPB, regardless of outcome, helps the agency build its database on banks, mortgage companies, payday lenders, and debt collectors, Petraeus says. That information, in turn, can reveal patterns of company practices or behavior toward military consumers that may help us build a case for enforcement actions. We want veterans to know that their complaints can make a difference, not only to them personally, with money returned or account information corrected, Petraeus says. Even complaints that result in no relief help others by building out the database. The richer the data, the more accurate the conclusions we can draw, she says. Congress created the CFPB in the wake of the massive lending and mortgage abuses that nearly a decade ago set off a financial crisis. The Dodd-Frank Wall Street Reform and Consumer Protection Act directed the CFPB to establish its Office of Service Member Affairs to address specific military consumer protection concerns. Petraeus, who has spent her entire life in the military as a child, spouse, and mother of career Army officers, became the office's first director in the spring of 2011. Last January, she was reappointed for another 3 years, until 2017. Her office recently released its second snapshot report on more than 14,000 consumer complaints from service members, veterans, and their families, received from July 2011 through February 2014. Largely mirroring the experience of civilian consumers, the data show that the top three concerns of the military community involve mortgages, debt collection, and credit cards. On average, CFPB actions recover $470 for military and veteran consumers with mortgage complaints, $143 for credit card holders, and $125 on errors found with bank accounts or bank services. Although federal laws, including the Service Members Civil Relief Act, grant military consumers protections not enjoyed by civilian consumers, marketers of financial products and services too often ignore these extra shields or show by their actions that they don't understand them. Complaints to the CFPB, which average 250 per week from the military community, help educate financial institutions, cut through red tape, and ensure fair treatment as federal laws demand. CFPB only began accepting debt collection complaints in July 2013, yet those numbers already have shot up to the point where they are the second highest number of military complaints we have, Petraeus says. In other words, they are turning upward very fast. Some aggressive tactics used by debt collectors certainly have been surprising and dismaying to hear about, she says. The one that bothered me probably the most was one from some state's attorney general's office. Debt collectors in that case hounded a surviving spouse of a soldier, she says, to pay what he owed out of the death gratuity that she had received because he was killed in combat. Some debt collectors use deceptive tactics against the military, such as contacting a member's chain of command, threatening punishment under the Uniform Code of Military Justice, or claiming that they can have members reduced in rank or their security clearances pulled. Banks and mortgage companies received plenty of criticism for shoddy treatment of military consumers during the financial crisis. In many instances, companies failed to grant members their rights under the Service Members Civil Relief Act. Many learned from that experience and have improved their training of staff as well as policies affecting products and services for military members and veterans. These companies now pay attention to complaint data collected by the CFPB, Petraeus says. They use it in looking at their own customer service. Obviously, nobody wants to be the star of CFPB complaint reports. The black eye delivered to institutions through fines and negative news reports up to 2011 served as a wake-up call that they had not been doing the right thing by their military customers, Petraeus says. Many of them have worked since to do better for military customers, to put folks on their consumer response staffs who understand military issues, and to provide training. It's something that we'll have to continue to emphasize because, of course, there is fairly high turnover with consumer response staffs, so they have to keep after it. And we still do see more bad practices come in through in our complaints. Congress capped the maximum interest rate for payday loans to service members at 36%, but Petraeus says military folks need education on extra fees that might be charged. If you pay a $20 fee for every $100 you borrow, that doesn't mean you're paying a 20% interest rate. People don't do the math that way, and they don't realize that the annual interest rate on the payday loan is closer to 390%. Many installment loan offers on the Internet also have extremely high interest, she says. If they're breaking the law, obviously that can be enforced, but sometimes it's a very expensive loan and not actually illegal. I'm thinking of one I've cited, an auto title loan for $1,600 over 32 months. The finance charge over the life of the loan was going to $16,000, yet it wasn't illegal. Service members and veterans need to educate themselves on such schemes and read all disclosure statements showing the loan totals they will have to pay, Petraeus says. Have a complaint? Consumers can get unbiased answers about payday and other loans at the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau's website, consumerfinance.gov/askcfpb. Veterans and service members can submit complaints online, by mail, or by calling toll-free 1-855-411-CFPB-2372. www.consumerfinance.gov/complaint. Consumer Financial Protection Bureau, P.O. Box 4503, Iowa City, Iowa, 52244.